Hello, my dear. I invite you to a practical test of the cheapest solar charger with USB 5-volt output. This charger comes in the form of a single 26-centimeter by 14-centimeter panel and has an integrated converter with, if possible, a stable 5-volt output. In this topic, I will check whether in sunny March-April weather, you can actually charge the phone with it, and then show what the inverter looks like from the inside. The test will be made from the perspective of a typical user, i.e., I will take two phones, Samsung and Apple, and check whether they can be charged to any significant extent throughout the sunny day. Purchase of a solar charger. Now I am not able to quote the specific price for which I bought this gadget, because it was about 1.5 years ago, but similar chargers are on the network under the slogan USB 5-volt solar charger, 6 watts. At the moment, at prices around $10, this 6-watt is rather a bit exaggerated, although retailers also sell this product as 20 watts and above. The dimensions of my charger, including margins, are 26 centimeters by 14 centimeters. There are several types of them on sale, all of them no name. I am not able to recommend a specific seller who has better models. First test, I chose the simplest possible test methodology. I just pick up the phone and try to charge it. I made my first attempt on March 14th, a sunny day, one of the warmest, around 15 degrees Celsius. I started charging at 13:30 with a 13% battery charge. I was charging via USB doctor all the time, which significantly lowered the charging efficiency. At 2:53 p.m., it was already 22%, 83 minutes of charging, an increase of approximately 9%. Second test, I did the second test on March 23rd. Sunny day, almost 20 degrees Celsius. It's practically spring. This time, I decided to charge directly from the panel, without an additional voltmeter / ammeter. The day before the test, I unloaded the phone to zero, especially turning on the applications, something with 3D graphics, and the flashlight. At 9:30, I made sure my phone was completely discharged to 0%. At 10:39 a.m., I unfolded the panel and started charging. Or so I thought. It turned out that I miscalculated. The phone did not charge at all. As I later checked the USB doctor himself, it showed that no electricity was flowing. At 12:52, I decided that it did not make sense. The phone is loaded to 0% and it is not able to start charging from this panel. I made sure that the USB cable and the panel were really working. The LD25 showed almost 2.5 watts. I decided to charge the phone a bit from my laptop, just for the display to start working. I charged it to 2%. Around 1:12 p.m., I reconnected the phone and checked the power consumption. 0.23 amps at 4.6 volts equals 1 watt. However, it should be remembered that USB doctor can lower it, and for example, the LD25 showed almost 2.5 watts. At 1:18 p.m., it was already 3%. At 13:27, it was already 7%. At 2:35 p.m., it was already 39%. By 15:07, it was already 53%. At 15:58, already 73%. At 16:23, already 82%. The phone was almost fully charged. Unfortunately, after 4:30 p.m., I had to finish, but I think that the experiment showed well that this charger works. Conclusion: the phone completely discharged to zero did not start charging, and when it was at least 1%, it went smoothly. Third test, iPhone 8, for a change, a slightly different type of phone, iPhone 8, also unloaded to zero. I started loading at 11:09 a.m. This time I checked the currents on the USB doctor right away, so that the phone is not charging because it is not turned on. The results, however, were promising. 0.62 amps at 4.24 volts. This voltage is much lower than the minimum according to the USB standard, 4.75 volts. But the phone is still charging. The panel gives less than 3 watt. At 11:21, it was already 5%. Anticipating the question, the charging icon disappeared because I covered the panel while standing to take a photo. 11:42, 10%. 12:42, 22%. 13:11, 31%. At this stage, I had to stop charging, but this charged iPhone worked all day this and the next, which shows well that this charger and him could extend his life. Balcony test, fixing the panel on the balcony. So far, all tests have been performed. B.